The Iranian foreign minister says Israeli airstrikes in Syria are a violation of the Lebanese and the Syrian airspace and also breach of international law. In an interview with the German newspaper, Mohammad Javad Zarif criticized as dangerous Israel's, quote, adventurism in the Middle East. Zarif said he could not rule out the possibility of a military conflict between Iran and Israel in the region. He added that Iranian advisers are in Syria at the invitation of the Syrian government. Earlier, Zarif warned that Tel Aviv is seeking war in the Middle East. To discuss that more, we're joined by Robert Fantina, author, activist, and journalist, joining us live from Ontario. Thank you very much, Mr. Fantina. Now, what do you make of Mr. Zarif's comments, the fact that Israel is violating the airspace of Lebanon and Syria and these bombing campaigns, based on what authority?
That's the big question. That's why the foreign minister said that Israel is violating international law by that. Iran has a presence in Syria at the invitation of the Syrian government. Therefore, that is in complete compliance with international law. Israel is bombing Syria in violation of international law, violating its airspace, and really the term adventurism that the foreign minister used, I think, is very appropriate, because it appears that the Israeli government wants to see just how far it can push Iran and the rest of the world before there's a very deadly confrontation.
So basically, do you believe that there should be some kind of action coming from the UN or other international entities?
Absolutely. This is a clear case for the United Nations to prevent Israel from continuing with violation of international law. However, any Security Council resolution against Israel will be vetoed by the United States, which supports Israel in all its human rights violations, all its violations of international law and crimes against humanity. So while the Security Council would be helpless to do anything, the General Assembly could at least vote, and it would be an overwhelming vote, I'm sure, in opposing Israeli actions, and that would help to further ostracize the Israeli regime within the world community.
Thank you very much, Mr. Robert Fantina, author, activist, and journalist, joining us live from Ontario.